head coach, and Mr. Shane Kelly and Shane Mullaney, which will do an opening statement, and then we'll open up for questions.
Well, we're going to give a lot of credit to Purdue, in particular in the first half, you know, putting up 50 points on us. You know, it's a lot to take in and a half at this level, and it's a lot to overcome. I thought our kids did a phenomenal job fighting back in the second half, sending it to overtime, and then having a chance even to tie it there with the last shot. So very proud of them for the second half. But ultimately, the first half killed us. And, you know, you can't give up 50 points and a half. They shoot 60% from the field and 57% from the three-point line. So that's tough to overcome.
What do you think it was in the first half? They had a lot of good looks and found some soft spots in the zone a little bit.
Yeah, well, we just weren't moving. They were wide open, catching and shooting in spots that we know to defend. And we were late. We were late on our coverages.
In the overtime, I mean, to play, to get to that point, you know, you had to play without Zelly and Wagner. I mean,
well, again, I'm very proud of the second half and overtime. I mean, I thought it was incredible. I mean, we had kids out there that were playing in positions they don't normally play. We were running out of bodies. We were in lots of different situations there with foul trouble and then the injury with Bree. So a heck of a second half and overtime for us, without question. I mean, offensively, we're solid. We have three kids with double-doubles. I mean, you don't often lose on a night like that. You know, we score 88 points. Again, just disappointed in our defense the first half.
How do you work to correct this? Because you've had some games where you've had some slow starts in the first half, and you have to work your way back. So how do you maybe fix that moving forward?
Well, we just have to address it in practice, and we've got to come out and change our mentality. I mean, it's really a mentality. You can't wait and get it later at this level. You got to pop people in the mouth early. You got to let them know that, you know, you're here in our house tonight, and they can't get such easy looks for an entire half.
How tough was Whitney Bays for you guys? She had 19 after the first half.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's a very talented player, and we're very well aware of her abilities. She ends up with a little over her averages, but again, we let her have too many easy looks. I thought she had to work for them a lot more in the second half, but first half, they were very easy for her.
Shane, what did you see in the first half as far as you guys' offense and kind of struggling to get to the flow?
I think the main thing that we struggled with in the first half was our defense. We let them get a lot of open looks, and we needed to take it upon ourselves to make the right coverages, and that was our bad, so defense was the main thing.
Do you think on offense you guys shot about 38% in the first half? Was it more just missing shots you normally make or not getting the shots you wanted?
I think we were taking good shots, shots that we would usually take, but not all of them were falling.
Shay just talked about, you know, sending the game in overtime. I know, you know, Wagner and Dolly, they fouled out, you know, well before the end of the second half. So what was the mindset just after they left and how you fought back?
We just had to stay aggressive. Our defense had picked up in the second half a lot, so we knew that we could get the stops that we needed to. We knew we can play defense. So I think we just dug ourselves into a hole early in the first half, and that's what really hurt us down the stretch.
And, you know, in the overtime there, you had a good look. Let's talk about that sequence.
Just short on it at the end. You know, that's all I can say about that last shot.
Any more questions?
Amanda was 11 for 11. Was there, I mean, and they were playing her pack 2-3. You try to force it in when it gets to be at that point where she's that hot, or do you just try to go with a better shot with somebody who maybe isn't as hot?
Oh, no, we certainly want to give her the ball. We just wish she was on the floor longer. I mean, I think that she was just on the bench with foul trouble. She only plays 27 minutes. I mean, they don't have an answer for her, but we need her on the floor. Yes.
Okay. Thank you.